Right now, Ohio Valley Conference Commissioner Beth DeBush. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Greg, and I hope you too are having a wonderful, wonderful day.
Well, I know, after I've got about two more hours of radio, and then I don't hit a lick until Tuesday morning. I'm just going to tell you that right there. I'm shutting it down this weekend.
So no emergencies, no calls to Pogue, none of that. Okay, fair enough.
Well, any emergencies will be self-induced. So, you're in Marion, Illinois, the OVC Baseball Championship up at Rent One Park, the home of the Southern Illinois Miners. What, the first of a two-year deal there with this, as it is?
It is the first of a two-year deal, and the park, I had not been here before. It's absolutely beautiful, and when I walked into the stadium yesterday, all the athletic directors that were here just commented what a wonderful venue it ends up being. So we're very excited about the relationship and about the rest of the tournament. It should be a good run.
Well, and of course, you're looking at it. We'll just set up what's happening today. I guess you're into the semifinal rounds of a double elimination tournament. Austin Peay, Morehead State today at noon, and the winner of that plays the number one seed, Jacksonville State, at 4:00. And if Jacksonville State wins, it's the champion. If it loses, they go to a, if necessary, game tomorrow, correct?
That is correct. So we have one or two days left. It's similar to Nashville. We have spectacular weather up here, and it's been a fun baseball season so far, and I think today is going to be exciting.
Well, you know, obviously, and Beth, I want to start this just by thanking you and Kyle Schwartz and Travis Teletossi and your staff, certainly Kyle, who works with me every week on University Showcase. Thank you again for supporting this show because, you know what I feel about it. We get, how many times is the Murray State rifle coach on radio, period, much less in Nashville?
Well, it's certainly been a great partnership for us, Greg. So the thanks goes both ways. The fact that you do tell the stories of the institutions and the sports programs that don't get as much media coverage certainly means a great deal to us. But more importantly, the way you tell the stories, the fact you tell the stories with a sense of personal interest and concern is really terrific. And it's been a wonderful partnership for the Ohio Valley Conference, I can assure you.
Well, I grew up an OVC fan and remain one, so you're not going to get it out of me because it's in my blood, okay?
Good stuff.
But this school year, I started calling you Two-Bid Beth. You remember that? After Murray State won the men's basketball tournament, Belmont got the at-large bid, the first for the league since the late 80s. And then in football, you had Jacksonville State, the champion, and Southeast Missouri getting an at-large bid. It doesn't get much better than that when getting teams in those two premier sports for the league.
It certainly has been a great year. And as you know, we're getting ready next week to have our annual meetings where all our membership comes to town to discuss the future. But in the process of doing that, you look back and it really has been a spectacular year. And you're right. You judge by access to tournaments and championships and then having success in those events makes it that much better. You know, the year started because our year starts at the beginning of June after we conclude these meetings with Tennessee Tech going to the Super Regional. So it started with a bang and it's just gone the whole year with a level of success. And it's really exciting. It gives us an opportunity and we need to take advantage of those opportunities too. So the work going into next year is going to be a lot of fun trying to build on what happened this year.
Belmont, obviously with that at large and then the Murray State with that. And Murray State, you're going to have two players possibly drafted. Certainly Ja Morant. What was the impact of him? He's going to be a top two pick, maybe. I'm looking maybe a one, certainly top five pick. And he handled it so well. Him and Coach McMahon handled it so well, all of the attention that he got. What did that mean to the league to have that kind of marquee college basketball player playing in the league?
I don't know that we'll fully be able to quantify what it meant to the league for some time, but all of us that have been affiliated with this conference have just remark to the fact that just the additional lens, all of the national attention was so very helpful in so many ways. This year, as we went through the process of the basketball season, we knew that we were a good basketball league and that we had four teams legitimately that could have contended for postseason and done well in the postseason tournament. The additional attention that Jazz spectacular play brought to this league made sure that other people appreciated the depth in the conference and just the quality of performance and the high caliber of people that were here. When I was in Hartford with Murray State, one of the things that really left a mark on me was the fact that so many longtime friends and media acquaintances commented what a nice program it was and what a spectacularly nice young man he was. And despite the fantastic talent, that there was more to him than just being an outstanding basketball player. He was a terrific young person.
Well, and just this past week was named the overall OVC Student Athlete of the Year. And on the other side of that, Darby Maggard at Belmont, and what a run she's had all 4 years. And, you know, she's one of those players you don't like to play against, but you're happy when you're on her team because she's so pleasant and everything off the court, but she's a bulldog on it. And I tell you what, the league's going to miss her. I know a lot of teams aren't, but the league in general will.
The league is certainly going to miss her. You are exactly right. She is pleasant as pleasant can be off the court, but certainly the type of person that's just a worker in the gym, stroking her shot, you know, regularly, just continue to get better. And when you think of OVC basketball this year, there's on the women's side, there's a face that comes to mind, and that is clearly Darby. So it's going to be a fun Friday morning for us. We honor our student athletes that have accomplished so much this year. And then we have a Hall of Fame induction ceremony as well. So it's just a neat day for us because it blends the future with the past, and it's just a nice way to celebrate this league.
University Showcase, OVC Commissioner Beth DeBush with us as well. And you talk about the spring meetings coming to town, and I know there's a reception Thursday night. You got all your meetings and everything. Anything particular on your mind as you head into these spring meetings?
Yeah, as I slightly mentioned, we have an opportunity, especially in light of the basketball success, to really talk amongst ourselves to say what would make this league even better with the additional units that were won this past year. So it's going to be a fun conversation to say, how can we be strategic about this? How can we build on our success? We'll start with the president's group on down and try to engage everyone. Another neat thing that will happen at the spring meetings is we bring in our student athletes. We've always done a good job of including student athletes, but we've changed our process so we have more student athletes involved, and it's always great to hear their perspective on issues and make sure their voice is included when we consider the big issues impacting college sports.
You know, and the thing, too, is with spring meetings and everything, and it's where everybody comes for a common cause. We want to beat each other's brains out on the pitch or the court or the baseball diamond or whatever, but the camaraderie, and it may be cliche to say, but it is really pretty cool how all your schools get along.
No, it is, and I think a lot about that. Certainly, I spend a lot of time with my other conference colleagues and get a sense of what their leagues are like. And I don't think it is hyperbole. I think we really are blessed in this league to have a good sense of community and esprit de corps and appreciate that we're all really lucky to get to do what we do professionally. And at its core, we're helping young people get an education and use sports to learn more about themselves. And again, I appreciate that might sound pretty simplistic, but boy, that's what we do, and that's a really neat way to spend your professional life. And it's also neat you get to go to the sporting events, but at its core process, helping these student athletes appreciate what they can achieve is really quite an honor.
OVC Commissioner Beth DeBush with us this morning, University Showcase. And Beth, going forward, long-term visions, where do you want to take it?
Well, that's the question we're going to be asking everybody this week. We're starting our strategic planning process. We have a new one starting. Certainly, I think we need to work hard to build on what we are. We are what you described, this place of community. How do we use that? How do we use our sense of history and community and fellowship to craft a niche that makes this league look slightly different than the other 31 conferences in the United States? The five autonomy conferences are going to continue to grow and expand and spend additional resources on intercollegiate athletics. So we need to build a model that spends in a reasonable way, consistent with university values, but finds its niche so we can grow and distinguish ourselves. And so I think the real focus of this meeting and moving forward is to figure out how to distinguish ourselves as a league, but in a way that's fiscally responsible. And I personally think our history and our way of taking care of our students is a way we can find that niche.
She's up in Marion, Illinois at the OVC Baseball Championship, Rent One Park, the first of a two-year deal there. It's also the home of the Southern Illinois Miners, minor league baseball team. We've talked about this before. You just finished year two. The contract goes forward as well to have the men's and women's basketball championships in Evansville, and you found yourself a home there. You know you know what I'm going to say. Oh, it's in I'm in Nashville. I'd love to be able to drive downtown to see it, but I understand. I get it. Evansville is nailing it.
Evansville's done a wonderful job, as you've said, and we've both lived through, just a wonderful job of hosting the event and making our team still very, very welcome. The Ford Center is a first-class venue. We couldn't ask for a nicer venue in which to hold that event. You know, certainly the years we had in Nashville were wonderful for the league, and we hear from our membership how much they like coming to our great city. Having said that, though, certainly we've made good and supportive friends in Evansville with our event. One of the issues for our league, but for any league, is also making sure that you move championships throughout the footprint of the conference, that you don't have certain schools that always have to travel the furthest distance to get to a championship. So the move to Evansville has also helped that sense of geographic balance in the league. This move up here to Marion as well has had a similar impact on the conference, that for the schools in Illinois and Missouri, and actually even our schools in Kentucky, this isn't a far drive. And I think it really just helps that sense of community that you referenced. Say we're not going to ask every school to, or individual schools to face a burden that's different than the others. So I think that's all good for this league and our future.
Beth, talk a little bit about, obviously, the exposure that you have through ESPN, ESPN Plus, the ESPN3 platform. Of course, you were on the front edge of the OVC Digital and what you did with that, but then taking that to another step where, you know, I could be sitting in Kansas watching my granddaughter play volleyball at Moorhead, Kentucky. I mean, just to use an example of a possibility, but The it's been a great partnership with what you've done with ESPN Plus, and that was quite a daunting task.
It was a daunting task. This time last year, our membership voted to take our OVC Digital Network, and it was an initiative which we really were high on, and to transition to ESPN Plus and expand our relationship with ESPN. We had long been an ESPN partner, but we agreed to give ESPN Plus 650 events on their new digital platform. It was a big step. It certainly meant that we wanted to enhance the good work that we were doing. It has been a wonderful transition for us. We have found the platform to be exceedingly helpful. It's enhanced our relationship on a personal note with ESPN, and so therefore you referenced Ja earlier in the conversation. We got an awful lot of exposure on our basketball programs and specifically on Ja Morant because of our enhanced relationship with ESPN, but the fact that we're on a platform where there's so much content and so many sports from across the world certainly elevates our sense of what we're trying to do in this league about sending the message about our good athletics contest. So it's a long-term agreement, and we'll spend some time at this meeting talking about how we can get even better with what we're doing. But for year one, I'm really pleased and excited going into year two as to what this can be. And if people are interested, you can watch the baseball championship day on ESPN Plus today. And it's been good coverage, and I'm really proud of our team for the work that we've done in putting that forward.
Good plug, Beth. Proud of you there. Good plug. Yeah, you know, but, you know, we talk about the ESPN Plus and that, and what'd you say, 650, 750 different events?
650 events.
Yeah.
From the Ohio Valley Conference alone. So if you think about it, that's a lot of work on behalf of our member institutions. And what it means is, similar to what you're doing with University Showcase, it makes sure that we are in a position to highlight all of our sports and that we have the infrastructure on our campuses to support streaming to a softball event or a baseball event, which may historically not have been cabled in such a way to be able to present that media coverage. So again, I think it's really good progress for Olympic sports, in addition to the marquee sports that historically have gotten a good level of coverage.
Well, and you mentioned it, for that to happen, all the schools have to be not only on board, but they got to produce, because you put a lot, hey, if we're going to do this individually, each school has to come up with that programming, how it happens and everything. So it's just not an edict coming down from the OVC and, hey, let's go do this. You had to have cooperation of all 14 schools.
We certainly did, and it's going to be an ongoing commitment. While you're on a national platform, you want to make sure that you're presenting a really good picture on behalf of this league. I signed the contract on behalf of our member institutions, so we'll certainly watch to make sure that the content's at a high level. What's been really heartening for me is just how much people have been invested in this and what a good job our institutions want to do. It's also a really neat learning opportunity for the students that we have involved working on this initiative, and we have an awful lot of students that have an interest in a media level career and use this as a platform in which to learn.
Pebble Beach in a couple weeks?
I'm debating. Just for everybody's benefit, I have a long history of trying to go to the U.S. Open. I've been going since I was a very young person, and I absolutely love going to the United States Open Golf Championship. It's right in between the annual commissioners meetings in Baltimore and the annual athletics directors convention in Florida. So getting from Orlando to Pebble Beach to Baltimore is a bit of a travel challenge, but it's not beyond me. I'm certainly going to
I know where you're going to be. And how many have you been? What, 18 out of 19 U.S. Opens? What, something like, or more?
It's more than that. I've missed Shinnecock twice. That's the extent of my lack of attendance at the U.S. Open. So, you know, you think for a woman that has the honor and privilege of going to sporting events all year long, that it wouldn't be a passion to do that in your spare time as well. But I guess I found my niche in life. I really like doing these things, and certainly appreciate the beauty of Pebble Beach and that lovely event.
I was going to say Monterey Peninsula. I mean, come on. All right. Hey, Beth. Thank you for joining us this morning, but certainly our partnership with the Ohio Valley Conference. You know what I think of you guys.
You are a dear friend, both personally and professionally, and we are very, very grateful for all that you do on behalf of this league and the student athletes, and I hope to see you at the commissioner's dinner on Thursday so I can thank you in person.
Oh, I have a date. I am bringing my daughter.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I'm so glad you're going to be there. Yeah. And again, a sincere thank you to you, Greg.
All right. Thank you, Beth. Enjoy your weekend.
Will do.